Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. On being midwives. I think this is a story, unless you read the alternate texts like we are, this is not a story that appears in our lectionary. It's one some of you maybe have not heard in its entirety. We always hear the part about Moses getting put in the basket, but we don't always know why that happened. The people of Israel had become so numerous as slaves that when Joseph was long gone, the new king looked around and said, "Ah, they are becoming more numerous than us. We should do something about that." As often happens in situations of inequality and power, what do? You oppress them. You make them work harder. It doesn't say it in the text, but you should understand that they were put to work not so that they could produce more stuff, but to literally crush the life out of them, to work them to death. And they were, it says in the text, ruthless in all the tasks that they imposed on them. The problem was that the more they were oppressed, in this funny little text, the more that they were oppressed, the more numerous they become. So finally, the king of Egypt hatches a plan. It's a horrible reading. It's a horrible text. The king of Egypt calls the Hebrew midwives. Everybody know what a midwife is? I just assume that. If you don't know what a midwife is, there's a wonderful show about early England called Call the Midwives. Watch it, you'll learn. Midwives are the ones who deliver the babies. So the king calls the Hebrew midwives Shipra and Pua, and says to them, "When you come to deliver a baby, if the child is born a male, kill it." Genocide. If it's a girl, it doesn't matter, let him live. But if it's a boy, kill it. Can you imagine? The job of a midwife is to bring life into the world, to nurture it, to participate in this moment of creation that is absolutely astonishing. But the king of Egypt turns their job upside down and wants them to be murderers. There are too many of those people around, and we must lessen their numbers for our own safety. Isn't it amazing how fear can drive us to do things that we would never even imagine? The Egyptians are afraid. And out of fear, they undertake something that is just truly unthinkable: to kill the babies. But Pharaoh underestimates the midwife. The midwives, even though, now keep in mind, when the king of Egypt tells you to do something, is it a suggestion? Is it if you really feel like it, kill a few babies? This is a command. This is a command for which they have no choice. They too are slaves. But the midwives do not do as Pharaoh commands. The midwives know their calling. They know what they're called to do, and they decide to put their own lives at stake for the sake of the sanctity of the life of their people and for the joy of God. They do not kill the boys. Pharaoh, who I think must have been a very gentle Pharaoh, calls them back and says, what's the deal? Because, you know, they keep getting more numerous. And I love the wonderful answer that they give. Well, you know, the women of the Israelites are not like you rather weak Egyptians. They just do this whole thing on their own. By the time we get there, the baby is gone. The midwives have as their task the birthing of a nation, the nurturing of a community. They have a certain role that they must fulfill, for that is what God has given them to do. And I got to thinking about, wow, what an amazing journey they have with Pharaoh, that they would literally stand up against a king to do the right thing and to provide care for their community. Now, if you don't know anything about midwives, you know, midwives are not always cuddly. Part of the job of a midwife, and this is where I think we're supposed to be. That's the point I forgot to make. I think really the role of the church is as a midwife for the community. Sometimes that means that you need to stand up against what the world thinks you ought to do. It means sometimes you take a role that you don't want to take. And if you look at the midwife can't do the whole job by herself. She has all kinds of people around her. She has as her role to comfort and coach and cajole and soothe the mother through this very difficult time of birth, right up until the time the mother gives up. At which time she becomes a lot like Carolyn Keeler and she says, "Get the job done." I was watching this episode of Call the Midwife, and they're all very nice English girls. "Oh, honey, you're doing so well. It's you can do it, you can do it." And then the mother quits, and she says, "Bosh!" It's the other role of a midwife. To push. To force. To be harsh and driving when you need to be. And to stand up when it's necessary. Maybe a part of the role of the church is to be the midwife to our community. To hear those hard and difficult lives that people are going through in the community, those who are hungry and helpless and homeless, and to soothe and comfort and cajole, and then at times even to be harsh and driving, so that God's will can be done in this place. Sometimes we think we're too much like Peter. I love that text. I really love that text, and I hate it at the same time because the church thinks that's what they are. The rock upon whom God has built God's church. Well, the problem with a rock is we don't build the church on it. We become it. We're like this sometimes. Unmoving, solid, seemingly perfect, and impenetrable. We want to pretend as if the reading that we're going to have next week doesn't happen. When Peter just melts down. I wonder if we need to be less the rock and more the midwife. More the one who enters deeply into the community's life and finds there our role. Sometimes standing up to Pharaoh, sometimes cradling a child. Sometimes being clear about what is right and just and whole. As midwives, we become part of the fabric of the community in the way that the Hebrew midwives were fabric of their community. To bring life where there is death, to hold back death where there should be life, and all the while to be clear that it is not our role to observe ourselves. One of the remarkable things about this story of the Hebrew midwives is there is no question in their minds that if caught, they will die. They will be killed. And they persist nonetheless. For God's calling to them to bring life to the community is more powerful even than Pharaoh. Their call to nurture life is more persistent than even the words of the ruler. And so they choose God. I think a better answer for Peter when Jesus had asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" Maybe what Peter should have said is, "You are the midwife who will bring us to life, nurture, and care for us so that we can be your body." And that is our role, I think, these days, to be the midwife to the community, to comfort, to care, to give birth to justice and peace, be harsh where we need to be harsh, but always, always true to the vocation that we have been given to be God's people in the world. So next time someone asks you, "Well, so are you a Christian?" Without blinking an eye, say, "Nope, I'm a midwife."